This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Kshitij Gandhi, Senior Technical Analyst at SMC Global Securities. He gave us three sell calls and also shared his views on Nifty. After hitting lower circuits in intraday trade on March 23rd, the Indian market saw some recovery on March 24th, with Nifty ending above 7,800 mark, taking cues from firm global markets. Additionally, the market sentiment strengthened as the finance minister told media that the economic package to help through the coronavirus lockdown is being readied on priority. However, on the technical front, Nifty and Bank Nifty are still not showing strength as prices are holding well above its short and long-term moving averages on broader charts. Nevertheless, some technical bounce back after a steep cut in prices is always expected, but rising volatility index with fears of COVID-19 among global investors will likely keep bears on the front foot as of now. As far as levels are concerned, 8,000 to 8,100 levels are key resistance levels for the Nifty, which should cap any sharp upside. Here are three sell calls for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Siemens is the first call with a target price of Rs. 780 and stop loss of Rs. 1,170. Downside possibility for this call is 23%. Last week, the stock went below its 200-day exponential moving average on weekly charts placed at Rs. 1,195 levels, and since then, we have witnessed a series of decline into the prices. On the daily charts, the stock is maintaining its downtrend and can be seen trading in a sloping channel with the formation of a lower bottom pattern. At the current juncture, negative divergences on secondary oscillators suggest further downside into the prices in the coming sessions once again. Traders can take a short position in the stock in the range of Rs. 1020 to 1050 for the downside target of Rs. 780 with the stop loss above Rs. 1170, said the analyst. Pidilite Industries is the second call with the target price of Rs. 1080 and stop loss of Rs. 1400. Downside possibility for this call is 15%. For the last 3 months, the stock has been consistently maintaining its bull run and has been rising high with the formation of a higher high and higher bottom pattern on the daily and weekly intervals. However, this week, it fell sharply from its highs and slid below the rising trend line of the channel to close well below its 200-day exponential moving average on the daily charts. The breakdown below the rising channel pattern can trigger a further sell-off in the stock going forward. Traders can take short position in this stock in the range of Rs. 1280 to 1285 for the downside target of Rs. 1080 with a stop loss above Rs. 1400, said the analyst. Tata Steel is the third call with a target price of Rs. 210 and stop loss of Rs. 310. Downside possibility for this call is 23%. The stock has been beaten down sharply ever since it has broken its 200-day exponential moving average on the monthly charts, which is placed at Rs. 388. Since then, the stock nearly 28% and is now trading above Rs. 271. At the current juncture, some consolidation can be seen in the prices after a steep fall, which has formed a descending triangle pattern on the daily charts. This week, however, the stock has once again given a sharp breakdown below the pattern formation, which can trigger the next round of selling. Traders can take short position in the stock in the range of Rs. 270 to 275 for the downside target of Rs. 210 with the stop loss above Rs. 310, said the analyst. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.